ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, Chapter number 26, chapters entitled King Paranjana Goes to the Forest to Hunt. Text number 5. Asurim vritim asritya Guratma Niranugraha Nyahanan Nishiter Maner Vaneshu Vanagocharan
Asurim
Demaniac Vritim
Occupation
Asritya
Taken shelter of
Gora
Horrible
Atma
Consciousness Heart
Niranugraha
Without mercy
Yahana
Killed
Nishichitaha
By sharp.
Vanai.
Arrows.
Vaneshu.
In the forest.
Vanagochara.
The forest animals.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. At that time, King Paranjana was very much influenced by demoniac propensities. Because of this, his heart became very hard and merciless. And with sharp arrows, he killed many innocent animals in the forest, taking no consideration. Purport. When a man becomes too proud of his material position, he tries to enjoy his senses in an unrestricted way, being influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance. He is thus described as asuric, or demoniac. When people are demoniac in spirit, they are not merciful toward the poor animals. Consequently, they maintain various animal slaughterhouses. This is technically called sunna, or himsa, which means the killing of living beings. In Kali Yuga, due to the increase of the modes of passion and ignorance, almost all men are asuric or demoniac. Therefore, they are very much fond of eating flesh. And for this end, they maintain various kinds of animal slaughterhouses. In this age of Kali, the propensity for mercy is almost nil. Consequently, there is always fighting and wars between men and nations. Men do not understand that because they unrestrictedly kill so many animals, they also must be slaughtered like animals in big wars. This is very much evident in the Western countries. In the West, slaughterhouses are maintained without restriction, and therefore, every fifth or tenth year, there is a big war in which countless people are slaughtered even more cruelly than the animals. Sometimes, during war, soldiers keep their enemies in concentration camps and kill them in very cruel ways. These are reactions brought about by unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse and by hunters in the forest. Proud demoniac persons do not know the nature, they do not know the laws of nature or the laws of God. Consequently, they unrestrictedly kill poor animals, not caring for them at all. In the Krishna consciousness movement, animal killing is completely prohibited. One is not accepted as a bona fide student in this movement unless he promises to follow the four regulative principles: no animal killing, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. This Krishna consciousness movement is the only means by which the sinful activities of men in this Kali Yuga can be counteracted. Asurim vritim asritya guratma niranugraha nyahanam nishiter baner vaneshu Vanagocharan. Om Gyan Chalandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nishesha Shunyavani Pastita Deshatarane Mancha Kalpatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shradvaita Bhagadha Hare Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So it is my great honor and pleasure to be here in the Bhakti Center in New York City after approximately 2 years of time. And I would like to ask the blessings of all the devotees that are present, that I can please be empowered to speak Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So here today in Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing a very, very important verse and very important purport by Srila Prabhupada. And this verse and purport, we are hearing about the importance of ahimsa, which means non-violence, especially in regards to animal killing, and especially in regards to cows. Prabhupada concludes the purport by declaring that actually this Hare Krishna movement is the only solution to the problems of this world, and everything short of the solution of pure, unadulterated, uncompromising Krishna consciousness is actually himsa, or violence. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing the story of King Paranjana. Jag Bharat is narrating to Maharaj Rahugana, instructing him. And this story of King Paranjana is meant for his enlightenment. Sometimes it is difficult to instruct someone directly, especially if they're in a high position, like a king. So in this way, the analogy, the story form of King Paranjana is being employed by an expert preacher. Actually, I believe it's Narada Muni who's telling the story. To King?
Prachinibharsha,
thank you. Sometimes it is said if you want to instruct the daughter-in-law, the mother-in-law will instruct her own daughter. So this is a similar kind of technique in preaching, to tell a story, not directly about that person, but about another person. And in this way, the object of instruction can receive that instruction. King Paranjana here in this section has gone to the forest to hunt. And due to his pride, due to his, as we hear in today's verse, niranugraha. The word anugraha means mercy, special mercy. We hear how the Lord gives anugraha. He gives his mercy to the devotees. But in this case, we're hearing about niranugraha. Near means none, vacant, nahi, not present, vinash, katam, finished, not present, near anugraha. This near anugraha, this lack of mercy, is being displayed in today's verse. When King Paranjana, he's very much influenced by the demoniac propensities, and his heart has become very hard and merciless. He's merciless. Niranugraha. He's merciless. And as a result of his lack of mercy, he's taking his sharp arrows and he's killing the animals in the forest, taking no consideration. One time, Maharaj Parikshit was roaming the world and he saw a Shudra beating a cow and a bull. And the Shudra was breaking the legs of the bull called Dharma. And he was breaking three of the legs. He broke the leg. One leg represents mercy. And that is represented by the sinful activity of killing animals and meat eating. Another leg that he broke was cleanliness. And that leg represents illicit sex. The other leg that he broke, no meat eating, no intoxication. He broke the leg. Intoxication is...
Actually, it says intoxication is mercifulness.
Intoxication
is coordinated with mercifulness, even though it seems like animal slaughter would be more appropriate for mercifulness. That's what it says, I don't know why.
Okay, I'm being corrected by Adi Purush Prabhu, who's saying that breaking the leg of mercifulness represents intoxication.
For some reason.
For some reason.
And austerity.
And austerity
is the other leg.
And that is
animal slaughter.
Animal slaughter.
I don't know why it's
written. We don't know why these correspond. How they correspond.
But the principle that these are the four pillars of religion.
But the principle is these are the four pillars of religion, and they're all being broken. And one of them includes the leg which indicates the animal slaughter, which is austerity. Right. And the only leg left is the leg of truthfulness. But even that one is going. I heard a joke the other day. What's the difference between a prayer in a church and a prayer in a casino? The prayer in the casino is sincere. So in this way, we see even the prayer of the leg of truthfulness is being broken. So there's a very difficult situation in the world today, that there are so many slaughterhouses and so many animals are being mercilessly killed. And as a result, the law of karma is in action. What comes around goes around. And because of the global karma of so much animal killing, and Prabhupada says, especially in the West, we're seeing wars every 5 or 10 years. And human beings are being mercilessly slaughtered by their brothers, by each other. Two brothers on their way, two brothers on their way. Two brothers on their way, one war blue and one war gray. This is a song that was sung during the time of the Civil War in America, when own family members would take different sides in this revolution in America, this Civil War, and they would kill each other. And this is done on a mass scale. Globally, we see holocausts, we see concentration camps, we see the most horrendous inebrieties and tortures from one human being bestowed and inflicted upon another. And this is due to the karma of killing so many animals. So humanity is tremendously suffering from this. Now, if the only thing that happens is that animals are stopping the slaughter, but we don't come to full Krishna consciousness, this is not sufficient. We need full Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, to just try to tell people not to kill animals, but otherwise they can do anything else they want, this is a compromise. This is cheating. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains the ultimate goal of human life and activity is savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhoksaje, ahoitakiya pratiyata, vayatna suprasidati, that the ultimate activity for mankind is to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That service should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. And as a result, yayatma suprasidati, the atma will be ultimately satisfied. No other activity will satisfy the self. No matter how many slaughterhouses we shut down, no matter how many animals are saved, there will always be a vacancy in the heart until we have this pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And if we try to pretend that there's anything different, then it is ultimately cheating. And Srimad Bhagavatam kicks out all cheating religions. Dharma koitavo tra paramo nirmat saran satam vedam vastram akta vastu shivanam tapa trayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavatam aham nekrite kim vaparer ishvara sajo vidyavarutate tukutibi shushu shubhistakshanat. That this Srimad Bhagavatam is kicking out all other forms of cheating religion that are a compromise, that are not coming to the standard of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when one studies Srimad Bhagavatam in this mood and understands its message, then all iniquities, all inauspiciousness is gone, and Krishna consciousness, love for Krishna, is established within the heart. So it is very, very important to avoid animal slaughter, because this is a stepping stone to come to full Krishna consciousness. And I'd like to, at this point, to say a few words about a very wonderful devotee who left his body last week, Padmini Ekadashi, who had dedicated his life to Srila Prabhupada's mission, the message of pure Krishna consciousness. And a major component of his preaching was to enable people to realize the importance of caring for cows. And his project was called, and continues in his absence, Care for Cows. His Grace Korma Rupa Prabhu was born in the United States of America, and he joined the U.S. Army. He was drafted against his will, and he was put in tremendous anxiety that being drafted into the Vietnam War, where so many atrocities were being performed and so many people were dying left and right, he said, I may not make it back alive. And he prayed. This is one example of a sincere prayer to the Lord outside of a casino. He was probably praying within a foxhole. And it is said, there are no atheists in foxholes. Korma Rupa Prabhu prayed, my dear Lord, if you get me out of this situation alive, I promise I will do something for you. And by the Lord's mercy, Korma Rupa Prabhu was able to return to America, and he survived, he lived, and then, being the sincere soul that he is, he exclaimed within his heart that, my dear Lord, now it is my turn to fulfill my part of the bargain. And Korma Rupa was searching on a spiritual path. He met devotees. He saw them chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he received the shelter of his divine grace. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. He became a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And he went to Sri Vrindavan Dham and he took up a project called Care for Cows, in which it was a Go Raksha project. They're protecting the cows, providing food, shelter, and care for abandoned cows and bulls. There are approximately 400 cows and bulls within their care. Those cows that became sick or injured by eating plastic bags left by people on the paths of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Those cows and calves and bulls that were hit by motorists. And damage. This was one of the greatest calamities and causes of injury for cows in Vrindavan, was by reckless motorists. And also those unscrupulous persons who would kidnap the cows and put them into trucks and drive them to slaughterhouses for sale. And he would save those cows and bulls and calves from the slaughterhouse and keep them. Because of his great dedication for so many years in Sri Vrindavan Dham doing the seva, and I would also like to add that Sri Vrindavan Dham can be a very austere place to stay. It is so cold in the winter. Everyone is shivering. And it's so hot in the summer. Devotees from 24-hour kirtan were telling me that sometimes when the fan is on in the summer, you're just lying underneath the fan, and then the electricity goes off, and the fan stops, and you're just lying under the fan panting. And for many, many years, in all kinds of situations like this, our dear Korma Rupa Prabhu was staying and doing his service there very, very selflessly. He won a World Vaishnava Association Award, the Odarya Award, for his service to the cows. So, last year, personally, I was in Vrindavan for 6 months. I had the good fortune of staying there. I stayed in our Bhaktivedanta Goshala. And on many occasions, I had the good fortune to meet His Grace Korma Rupa Prabhu. And he was always very happy and smiling and enthusiastic and energetically conversing with Vaishnavas and inspiring one and all. He seemed so effulgent. I was very impressed and inspired by his association. And I never knew that he was experiencing stage 4 cancer. So effulgent even despite the cancer. When he found out that he had the cancer, he did not want to be treated in the hospital. He just wanted to return back to Sri Vrindavan Dham to be with his cows. And he wanted to hear the sound of the cows. He wanted to smell the cows, smell their gober, smell their mutra. He wanted to see the cows, touch the cows, be with the cows, serve the cows. And he told His Holiness Bhakti Breaker Govinda Swami Maharaj that if you're ever unhappy, just find a cow and offer service to the cow, and then everything auspicious will blossom in your life and you will become happy. He left approximately 10 days ago on the Padmini Ekadashi, 28th June 2015, on Purushottam Mas. It's a very, very holy month, most holy month, in Sri Vrindavan Dham, most holy place, surrounded by Srila Prabhupada's followers and Vaishnavas, most holy people, chanting the most holy mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're honoring him, we're remembering him, we're taking inspiration from him, and we can offer our prayers to him, because he's very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken care of Krishna's devotees, the cows of Vrindavan. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hataya Cha, Jagadichaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. O my dear Lord, offer my obeisances unto you, you who love the Brahmanas, you who love the cows. The cows are very dear to you. I offer my most humble obeisances unto you. So we can pray to Srimad Korma Rupa Prabhu. And we can also become dear to Krishna, dear to his devotees, and progress in spiritual life. He reasons ill that say that Vaishnavas die, while thou art living still and sound. The Vaishnavas die to live, and living spread the holy name around. At this time, I'd like to ask if there are any questions or any comments, or if anyone has anything you would like to share about His Grace Korma Rupa Prabhu.
We do whatever we do, whether speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam or taking care of cows, as an offering to Krishna, to please Krishna. Our benefit is there, of course, but that's a byproduct. The main thing is that our intention is to please the Lord and assist our spiritual master in Krishna's mission. And very mystical, the whole thing about cows. All the demigods reside in the intestines of the cow. The cow dung is purifying. The cow dung is purifying. The milk is a magical food that helps produce finer brain tissue to help us understand the principles of spiritual life. The ghee is produced to be used as an offering to the Lord. Cheap and sell it at a higher price, right? And they speculate on the stock market here in New York, there's a lot of that. But actually, Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that Anubhavati Bhuktini, that the economic principle is that all living entities are subsisting on grains. That's actually the basis for prosperity. Having land, and grains, and cows, knowing how to care for the land, care for the cows. Without that, what's the use of all the technology and nuts and bolts? You can't eat the nuts and bolts. So this is Krishna's arrangement. This is the recommendation of Shastra. And that's the prescribed duty that his spiritual master asked him to take up. And his life is perfect. And the interesting thing about taking care of cows is that there's no day off. You know, even if we have a parakeet or a plant, you know, that relationship is there. If you don't water the plant, it's going to die. It's helpless and dependent. And you can't just neglect to feed them, neglect to clean the barn. You know what I mean? I had that service for 4 years and every dog take care of the cows, used to the cows by hand. Feeding them and everything. And you realize that this Kali Yuga society thinks in terms of 9 to 5, weekend, 2 days off. It's not like a full-time activity, like the mother's taking care of the children. It's a full-time activity, 24/7. So cows actually engage us in devotional service and help us to, I hate to come to the platform, but I hate to be a patiyata, like you were saying. The inclination is to say, all right, now my service is done, now I can do what I want to do. Which leaves a lot of room for Maya to play. So Krishna is so kind. It's so wonderful that he's providing that quality of service for us to take up.
Thank you for sharing your realizations and experience of Sri Vrindavan, New Vrindavan Dham, taking care of cows. This reminds me of last week I was in Sri Gitanagari Dham, Sri Srinagar Babadar, my dear. And there's a large herd of cows there. Have you heard of cows? There's a large herd of cows there. And I was with the temple president and his wife, Dhruva Prabhu and Parijata Devidasi. And they were taking care of the cows 24 hours a day and putting on a festival at the same time. And those of us who are parents, or we had parents, we know what it's like. Sometimes we wake up, middle of the night, the child wakes up at 3 in the morning, have to get up, take care. So the same way, it's not that the cows only need attention during the day. One night I was awakened at midnight, someone was shining a flashlight in my window, and I looked and it was 3 or 4 devotees chasing cows around the pasture, you know, at midnight.
That would happen.
They had some problems with their hooves. And another time, Parijata, she said, oh, there's an emergency, one of the cows has a problem with her tail, you know. Any time anything can happen. Human beings, we have just 2 or 3 or maybe 10 or 12 kids. But if we're taking care of cows, we happen to have 400 kids to take care of. So it's really a tremendous sacrifice and endeavor to take care of so many devotees of Lord Krishna in the bodies of cows. So Korma Rupa Prabhu really made a tremendous sacrifice and service by dedicating his life to taking care of so many cows and bulls and calves. Really tremendous. And I have some Mahaprasadam from Gitanagari from the cows with me. Anyone can approach me after the darshan party for a little small piece because I'm going to go to bed. But it's delicious nectar. And it's just having milk from nicely protected and cared for cows is such a blessing. I call it liquid love. With milk coming from the cows. That's liquid love. And I also stayed in New Vrindavan for a couple of summers. I was traveling with His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And Maharaj told me that if you stay in New Vrindavan, I'll give you one instruction that you absolutely must follow, this one instruction. So I said, what is that instruction, Maharaj?
Would you like to hear what it is? Maharaj said, you can stay in New Vrindavan, but you must, without fail, milk the cows every day.
So I had never milked the cows before. I stayed for a few months on both summers, and that was daily part of my sadhana. was a very transcendental experience.
First time I saw Ramana Swami in 1974, he was milking a cow. So funny. Because he was doing that, but he used to do that every day, every morning and evening. The three cows, Satya, Kalia, and Sukla.
And? Satya, Kalia, and?
Sukla.
He would milk those cows every morning and every evening. And he told us that he would brush them very nicely.
Yeah.
And he said that they become very happy when you brush them because they're Matajis and they like to look nice. Their hair brushed nicely. And as a result of so much love and affection and care, those cows were giving so much milk. He described that when Srila Prabhupada saw one of the huge cows, what was the name of that cow? So this cow had a huge milk bag. She had a huge milk bag. She was giving like 40 liters a day or something. A huge amount.
120 pounds in the morning.
120 pounds of milk in the morning and 120 pounds of milk in the evening. That's huge. And when Srila Prabhupada saw Saraswati, the cow, his eyes got really big. And he had his cane and he poked her milk bag with his cane to see the huge size of the milk bag. So in this way, the cows reciprocate with the devotees and with their love and care and affection. And even there are some cows, they don't have calves, but because they have so much affection for the devotees, still they give milk.
It's very rare,
but true. So I'd like to thank all of you for your kind association this morning for Srimad Bhagavatam class. Thank you very much. His Grace Korma Rupa Prabhu Ki Jai, Gomata Ki Jai, Grantarashna Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Itai Gaur Premilande Hayo.
Jai Prabhupada, Jai Shri Prabhupada, Jai
Thank you.
Asatoshi Sri Srimad, his libation, and his Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa, Hare Raja Gacharya, Asatoshi Sri Srimad, his divine Vishnu Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Goswami Maharaj Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai.
Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki
Jai.
Friends of Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Devi Radha Shri Vasi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki
Jai.
Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopurunath Shama Guru Radha Kongiri Govardhan Ki
Jai.
Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai.
Shri Mayapur Dham Ki
Jai.
Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki
Jai.
Ganga Mai Ki
Jai.
Jumana Mai Ki
Jai.
Tulsi Devi Ki
Jai.
Bhakti Devi Ki
Jai.
Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Ki
Jai.
Yugadharma Harinam Sankirtan Jagya Ki Jai. Brihat Vardhangar Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Bhakti Surishan Ki
Jai.
Shishi Gorni Thai Ki
Jai.
Shishi Pancha Tattva Ki
Jai.
Shishi Palladna Singh Yeri Ki
Jai.
Shishi Radha Muralidhar Ki
Jai.
Itai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the Sama Devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the Sama Devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the Sama Devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shishi Guru, Shishi Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.